You really fucked up them skins, man.
I did, man.
With no water.
Dude, you mess up the taste.
I mean, you can with water, but you kind of went ham. Yeah, like with no, you didn't even reach for nothing. It just good.
It's been a minute.
Then you sat there for a minute and contemplated if you wanted liquid.
I did. Contemplated, that is.
That's what it looked like you did. But this is what I mean, right? I'm not sure if I want God to just come down and say it face to face to me. The reason why I'm saying that,
can you start the show?
I don't want to get disappointed in what he might look like.
Which makes no sense to me.
How I feel like he should look.
Yeah.
Like there's multiple things of how I feel like. Have you ever heard somebody talk?
Hair.
Yeah. Like have you ever heard somebody talk? Like when we looked at this boy, Cookie Boy, on YouTube, and you have in your mind what this person looks like, and then you see him, you're
He's a young, preteen, maybe teen, adolescent.
You usually get sad.
White.
What you see?
Caucasian male.
Like a Middle Eastern white dude. I mean, black dude. Whatever.
Who would have known?
Nobody by the sound of his voice.
Yeah. Shouldn't have his followers.
So like God, I'm thinking, I don't know, some kind of cloud, some kind of bright light, that's it.
Okay.
Or maybe some big diesel person.
You ever put a voice on?
Yeah, and it's like mad deep. like James L. Jones, like that.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like that's that.
That is.
Maybe Morgan Freeman.
Story time, huh?
Yeah.
Story time, Morgan Freeman.
I'm going to tell you the things of the world, but like whatever he looks like.
Shoot this motherfucker.
Right. What if he comes down, you look at him, and he looks like he's got mad skinny legs, mad skinny arms.
Man,
no beard. There's no beard. There's no gray.
Wait a minute. In all the pictures, does he have a beard? Look,
that's Jesus with the beard.
Oh, you talking about God.
I'm talking about God. No beard. I feel like God should have a beard. And it should be gray.
I feel God should be like a one of those fairy imps you'll see in you'll see in some anime or some shit like that. But you know, you're just talking to a light aura.
I don't think I've ever pictured God as a fairy imp.
No shade, God.
No shade at all.
No shade at all, man.
That's just what it is. Like, I don't want to get disappointed. And he's like mad skinny.
I've honestly never pictured God as.
Like, what if he came down and you looked at him and, his looks, you were like, I shouldn't be taking orders from you.
What if he was just like. You remember seeing Mortal Kombat? When those guys were in that, and it was just water and wind and stuff like that, talking to Raiden?
Yeah. I know what you're talking
about. That's how I pictured God.
Just a blob
just
of.
Just elements. A cloud of just universe.
It's a cloud of just everything. It's a bunch of stars. Look like the Milky Way galaxy. Maybe.
First of all.
But if he doesn't look like that.
Yeah.
And he looks like some regular mechanic from Just Breaks. You're going to be like, all right. Like, there's no way.
So he can't come up to you looking like the Shazam predecessor.
If he, like Billy Batson?
Yeah, Billy.
Look, if he's coming to me and he's like, look, this is my vessel.
Yeah.
You got to accept that.
Okay.
But if he's like, this is my actual body, like, man, you got to be middle management.
You ain't going to say nothing to him, no.
Why would you?
He probably already knows you think.
Like, what if he looks like that little thing in Dragon Ball Super that runs the universe?
what do you call them?
With an adolescent mind and everything. You're just like, what the hell is going on?
What if it is? I still wouldn't stay in the room for you to have that conversation with him.
And I'm disappointed. Until after
I knew it was all clear.
I'm not having that conversation with him. I'm just saying I'm disappointed. That's all I'm saying.
As soon as I see you look at him weird, strange.
But technically, I'm having this conversation with God now if he's everywhere.
Anyway, yeah.
So, all so, these elements. He's sitting beer. There. He's listening.
It's in our body.
Blame it on his beer. It's a blue moon.
Oh, he can sober you up real quick, though, right?
That's not fair. That's not fair. I was drunk. Wait a minute. How about now?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Like, wait. I don't think the human body works like that, God. You made it this way. That's all I'm saying.
Oh man.
So welcome everybody.
Yeah.
To the show. It's just me and Brandon today. Kicking back.
Holding it down,
having some beers. Happy Thanksgiving on this Black Friday.
Yeah.
I think we need to abolish calling it Black Friday.
Yeah. I really didn't think so at first, though.
I didn't find out till yesterday. Vanessa told me.
Uh-huh.
Vanessa was like, no, it starts. Black Friday now starts at 6 p.m. on Thursday.
Which negates the whole title of Black Friday.
Not only that,
yeah.
I think it's Nissan or Dodge or Toyota, whoever.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing a Black Friday month.
A Black Friday month.
Or they're doing deals for the entire month.
Shout out to the economy.
They just need to call this November sales.
You know what it is, man.
What? The
economy is going to shit. Mm. That's what it is.
Mm. Well, she did say the reason why they're doing this is because Black Friday, whatchamacallit, I've been down. Yeah. I guess the turnout.
Yeah, I figure.
I guess people don't camp out no more. Like, why would you? Just, you know.
Yeah, it's too cold out there.
Just take the L and just pay the regular price.
I don't think there's any
unless you're getting a TV. If you're getting a TV, understand. But the price of TVs have come down, so there's no point in doing that.
I can see that.
Like, you get a 65-inch, $500. You're like, you know
HD
what?
HD, too.
HD.
Yeah.
I think I've seen a couple 4Ks. Now, those, yeah. But if it's just a regular old 1080p HD TV.
Now, don't get me wrong. Some of those doorbusters are some good deals. But they just give expensive stuff out for free, pretty much.
Real cheap. You're right.
Yeah. So I can understand standing in line, waiting, camping outside.
But they don't anymore.
They don't?
I stood out in line for a TV once. I got the TV.
Yeah. Should have did what you
all. I mean, I left it when I took my couch, but.
Let's go to a bar and win one.
Yeah, my pop stayed winning those. That's a lot of gambling.
Yeah, these last 2 years, not this year, the years before, you've known me to go out with Kiwi.
Yeah, and y'all get stuff like socks.
Shirts, you know what I'm saying? Dress stuff.
What clothes are on sale on Black Friday?
Sweatpants.
That's not fun to me.
Sweatpants.
Sweatpants.
I really do go to Nike Town and buy some sweatpants.
Well, that's all I really wear right now because my jeans don't fit.
Mm. I don't think I have any.
I've been out here fucking up on this food and non-gym. That's why when I was going through cleaning up the computer,
yeah,
I seen our workout videos that we did.
Yeah.
Man.
Starting reminiscing.
If we walked in the door right now and looked at ourselves right now, either we would break this beer bottle and stab ourselves with it.
And just start living that life right there.
Or
just step into the life right
step
now.
Step into the life, yeah. Or like our pastor wouldn't even talk to us. He'd be like, y'all motherfuckers is.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Be kind of like how we treat gym partners nowadays. You just pay them no mind.
Can't do it. Can't do gym partners no more. Every single one of them drop out on me. If you wonder what that is true, and I apologize, I'm eating popcorn right now. I'm enjoying my life.
Giving thanks for this popcorn, man.
Giving thanks to it. You can't do popcorn, though, right?
No, I can't.
Is it you just don't like popcorn?
No, I like it. I just can't do the kernels just get stuck in the teeth and all that. So that bothers me.
Yeah, that is annoying.
It is. Especially when I'm trying to flick that with my tongue.
Then it gets in, you're like, and you know, you really want to just spit it out.
Yeah, but you can't, you know.
But you're like, everywhere. I don't really want to be disrespectful. There's people around me. So you wait till not looking.
Because let's be honest, where do you eat popcorn at? You're at a movie theater, somebody's house.
You're sitting on a couch.
Yeah.
And where them kernels going?
Yeah.
On your fucking floor.
How would that look if I...
Yo, how do you look if you catch, if you catch your company doing the popcorn kernel spit, doing the... Like, what do you ignore it, or do you address, like, hey?
You know what?
Or does it depend on who the company is?
That and how many times that occurs. If it occurs more than, you know,
one time
twice.
One time you're like, all right, I understand, popcorn kernel, I'll just vacuum, cool.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
More than once, and...
We got to have a talk.
Hey.
But you that do that at your house?
You got to say something outlandish. Hey, how'd you like if I came in your house, put my dick on your TV?
Mm.
Excuse me?
That's all how 60 feel. Inches of it.
All 60 inches. No, like, what do you mean? Like, that's how I feel when you spit popcorn kernels on my,
on my floor.
And I don't even know you like that.
You pay bills here?
Mm. It all comes down to, do you pay bills here?
Mm.
They don't.
Well, ask them a question like that. They
yeah, why? Like, why be a dick like that?
Oh, man.
It's like when I'm yelling at Zacchaeus, I'm like, you pay anything? He's like, no.
He wants to say,
like, why are you asking me? I don't have a job. But I'm trying to, like, get him to say, that's right, you don't have a job. Like, I'm trying to get the comeback.
Mm-hmm.
So he just looks at me like,
you're smart.
You're smart. You're very observant. I'm 7. Good job. So what's going on, man?
Not much, man. Just
last time we did the show, you know, talked about Trump. I didn't really talk about him because I was on the show last time, but I wasn't on the show.
Oh yeah, using.
I was producing.
On production.
I was on production duty. So I went back and I watched his speech when he won.
Yeah.
At first, I thought he was uncomfortable.
Quite the opposite, huh?
Man, just. I don't think he wanted to be president. I think it was an accident.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he really give off a vibe of...
Like, as I'm watching him, I'm looking at him. Like, yes, he had the vibe like, no, I won. I fucking won. I won. I won.
Oh, shit. I won. So many emotions.
Like... That's the thing, but I'm looking at, like, keeping his composure, but, you know, he didn't want to win. Then, supposedly, I read that he missed this meeting that you're supposed to go to. That's where they debrief the president, well, the president-elect.
Yeah.
That's where they take him down, and they show you, like, yeah, this is...
This is the nuke button.
These are where the aliens are buried at. Yeah. This is, you know, all the government... stuff that you know, they just download all this shit on you.
Yeah.
He didn't show up to that.
Huh.
It's just like,
maybe it doesn't like meetings.
Look, man, I agree with him not liking meetings.
I saw a video clip of it. I didn't see the whole thing. I saw that face, but I was like, well, you ran the race, I'm pretty sure, you know.
Man, I think it was supposed to be publicity, and
it just went a little too far.
It just kept, or maybe he started feeling himself.
Yeah.
Like, maybe the PR was like, you're going to run for president, you're going to do this, you know, but, you know, this is who's probably really, this is who's really going to win.
Yeah.
So just go in there, because, like, he's the first bulletproof nominee, whatever, candidate probably that's ever ran.
Bulletproof meaning.
They said he raped a whole bunch of women. Well, not raped him, but, you know, fondled a whole bunch of women.
Yeah.
Did nothing.
Yeah.
We all knew he was incompetent. Mm. It did nothing. He said all types of goofy shit.
All types of goofy
shit. It did nothing. You know what I mean? It did everything he did wrong. He did. He did right. Everything he did wrong, he did right. He basically came out. Think about it. If before Trump did this, if he would have came out, or if I would have told you, hey man, look, this guy came out and he said, "I'm going to build a wall. I'm going to keep the Mexicans out." What else did he promise besides that? What's he promise besides keeping the Mexicans out?
I don't know. Maybe it's Muslim
issues. Keep the Muslims out.
Anybody who practice.
I'm going to keep minorities out. I don't know. Yeah. Whatever he said. Pretty much, I don't remember everything that he said verbatim. But everything that he said before he won, wouldn't you kind of be like, nah, the world is too PC for that. Mm. That's what I would have thought before. I mean, this world is too PC for that. You're going to crucify this dude. He's going to lose his business. Mm. Obviously, he won the country.
It's a big business right there. It's a real big business right there.
You can't just call bankruptcy on this one.
Hey, man, shout out to the Shadows.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, didn't you say this was like getting back at black people? Yeah. Minorities?
Yeah. I think we complain one too many times. That's what I think it is.
For non-issues.
I think
that
we just one too many. All right, look. Say you're in a relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
In this relationship, you and your girl fights every single battle with you. She treats all the big battles like they're small, like the small battles.
Right.
And she fights all the small battles like your big battles. After a while, how would you feel?
Tired. Drained. You wouldn't just care.
Wouldn't care.
I wouldn't care.
Would you want out?
Most likely.
Would you want something different?
Probably. Who knows? Probably be single for the rest of my life.
After a while, you'd be like, you know what? Fuck your issues. Like, after a while, that's what I feel like you would say. Fuck your issues. You know?
I could change your habits.
Yeah. Like, she turns big bill issues, and like she's complaining that you left the toilet seat up. Like she's complaining that the toilet seat issue is the same issue as you didn't pay the rent issue.
So I've always got yelled at for not putting the toilet seat down.
I meant down. You know what I meant. But you get what I'm saying though, right? Putting the toilet seat down. So the toilet seat down issue is the same as the you didn't pay the rent issue. You won't get a job issue.
Yeah.
You know, just all that
when
issue.
She blows up on the big stuff. She blows up on the small stuff. The exact
same way she does on the big stuff. Well,
yeah.
And then I think Black Twitter attacked Justin Timberlake, you know. I think that really.
That was it. That was it right there.
That sent it.
That was it. That's when they put Trump on the line.
Now, somebody out there is like, man, this
was
dude.
Was he running before
that?
Yeah,
he was running during that. When during the dude, that. What's his name? Vanessa. What's the dude?
Activist.
Jesse Williams, is that his name? Yeah. Jesse Williams, when he did his speech. Mm-hmm. I think that was earlier this year.
Yeah.
And Justin Timberlake was just like, I'm inspired. And then Black Twitter was like, nah, fuck you. You're not inspired. He's talking about you. You're the problem. I was like, I didn't get that from his speech.
I didn't get it from either. Like, I read it over and over again.
All he said was, I'm inspired. Like, so the white guy says he's inspired by what the black guy just said, which was supposed to be inspiring to anybody. If you're black, you're probably inspired to like, yeah, I've had enough of this shit. We right. And if you're white, you're probably like, well, I'm inspired. I want to create some change. That's what I'm guessing. They was like, no, Justin Timberlake, you're the problem. You're who he's talking about. Let the man sing.
I know you got a problem with this, but it seems like an issue of seeing color.
Do I have an issue with seeing color?
No, I mean, not have an issue with seeing color.
Because I see nothing but color.
Exactly. But and that's how most of our, you know, culture thinks.
Yeah.
So that's where the problem lies with Justin Timberlake, because they saw, cause if there was a, another black dude.
Oh, when
dude,
it comes to that. Yeah,
if there was another
mean,
black
yeah.
dude that said the same thing Justin said.
Yeah, wouldn't have said nothing. But
wouldn't have said a darn thing.
Somebody's like, you don't understand what we're saying. We're talking about, he's out here, he's doing black music. He's not giving back to black communities. He's not. Look, man, I don't give to white communities. That's, look. I had a conversation with our boy. This is what I mean by the big battles getting fought. I mean, the small battles getting fought like the big battles.
Yeah.
All right, there's this game. I like Japanese RPGs.
Okay.
Okay. I like Final Fantasy. I like Dragon Quest. I like all the nerd shit.
Yeah.
Right? So there's this game, Dragon Ball. Dragon Ball. Final Fantasy or Dragon Ball's great.
Y'all.
Yeah. Final Fantasy that's coming out next mm-hmm. week. So I've been excited about it for a while. This game's been in development for about 10 years.
Yeah.
Now, I've never heard him say anything before about any other Final Fantasies. Hmm. There's 15 of them.
Yeah.
Okay? So I was like, hey, man, you ready to play this Final Fantasy? It's like, you know what? Hold on. I'm going to do my pat right here.
Bring up the source.
I'm going to bring up the source. Hopefully my phone don't turn out in the middle of me reading this, man. And by the way, I love this dude. He's
oh yeah, good dude, man.
He's
one of the originals.
One of the originals. Where is it at? All right, here it goes. I said, you ready for Final Fantasy 15? Now remember, I'm thinking nothing about no race, no nothing. I'm just thinking about a video game.
Oh, damn, there's been 15 of them.
I'm just thinking about a video game, all right? Yeah. Sit down, vegetable out, play this story, video game.
Yeah.
You ready for Final Fantasy 15? I was. Now I'm looking at it like, where are the other races? One Asian and everyone else is white. I don't know, bro. Now look, man. I'm talking about a video game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just talking about playing a game. He's played plenty of these games. I think there's only like one or two black people in all these games. No story is the same. Why the fuck does that matter?
Those are the aliens in these in these games.
No, but why is this the bat? Why is this a battle that has to be fought to?
It's what's been taught, man. What's been learned? What's been programmed into the TVs, the radios.
It's a, every shit ain't gotta be fault. That was, it's a game. It's just a,
hey, look,
it's,
man,
it, this is like, this ain't the one. That's all I'm saying. Like, this ain't the one.
A lot of people can't take themselves out of that mode of, wait a minute, is this the one?
Look at that situation. Is this the one? This ain't the one. Like I said, I think there's only one, and this is made by Japanese developers.
Mostly, yeah.
No. The team makes it is Japanese.
Okay. I didn't know they had a whole squad of them.
This is Japanese. They usually release the game in Japan first, and then it comes to the States a year later.
Mm.
So basically, it's like it's imported to the States as like, oh, there's a bigger audience here. Let's go ahead and go there. But they usually make it for Japan. Like, Japan has no problem releasing a game in Japan and leaving that fucker there.
None.
They have no problem. Like, they can give a fuck who's oppressing me and you. It's just, I want to make this game. I watch anime, you watch anime, right?
I do.
He also watches anime.
Right.
Most of the characters look white anyway.
Most of them.
Come on, like, okay,
Ichigo,
they had a weird.
Ichigo Kurosaki looks.
He looks
definitely
white.
Caucasian. White.
Yeah, I mean the it's called Bleach. I'm guessing it means blonde hair or whatever. Like, I don't even know what the title means, but the fuck.
I can see that because they can't do the Super Saiyan thing. Like,
I don't know. No, like, man. What's does Goku look Asian?
Nah.
That's what I'm saying.
They got a race already, man. It's called Saiyans.
That's what I don't like. I see enough. I see diversity. I know it could be better, and it should be better, but I see enough of it where I go, okay, like I don't like this little video game battle. I don't need to be fought. Like, I don't need to say anything about that. Why would I? Look, man, there's now look in the NFL, there's black coaches there. Even though there could be more, but there's enough to where I go, all right, cool, I'll take that. NBA, there's black coaches. Now, there should be more, but there's enough where I go, okay, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I see enough black actors. I see enough black doctors. I see enough black, a lot of stuff. Even though there could be more, I see enough black, all that.
Yeah. Do you understand the other side?
I understand it 100%. It's just stupid to me. stop complaining about it? Because I understand what he was saying. He was like, I just don't want my son to watch it and feel like I did and feel neglected. Hold on. Matter of fact, the Human Torch was black. The movie was shitty, but they made a black Human Torch.
The movie was horrible.
The movie was garbage. But still. The dirt's like, you know, I'm going to make a black Human Torch. And then when
you did that just to
see, that's the black paranoia creeping in. The movie was just shitty. It was like, you know what? I'm going to make him black and I'm going to fuck this movie.
Oh, man. And
somebody's out there like, no, anybody listening to the show, you're not more paranoid than me when it comes to racism.
That's why he had to come out in Rocky.
Yeah.
No, Apollo Creed.
He had to kill that movie. Yeah. Creed was to make us forget that shitty ass movie. That's what it was. And anybody who's listening to the show, you're not more paranoid than me if you're black. You're not more. You're talking to the person who walks the most white people, and I assume everybody's racist. I assume there's some racism, even if you're not showing it. That way, that's why I'm never surprised whenever racist shit happens. Trump did all that stuff. I wasn't surprised. We were like, I've seen him all types of times. I never heard him talk. Like, I don't know.
There's a couple of you out there were surprised. I wasn't.
No, I'm not surprised.
Naive to it. You know it's out there. Well, I know it's out there.
A couple white friends that I got. If they say something, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
I expect you to say it.
Yeah.
I expect you to say it because you can't. Racism didn't go nowhere. That's what this Trump election showed us. Racism ain't going nowhere. Did it? Like, besides them changing the law, where has the internal change been?
For America?
Yeah, that's going to take a long... That takes a long time. Yeah. Like, you hate broccoli, right? Let's just say you hated broccoli or something like that, right? And... Mm-hmm. He was like, look, I don't want broccoli in my house. I want it on my plate.
Yeah.
I want broccoli around this bitch.
Exactly.
And then I make it a law that, look, man, you got to allow broccoli in your house. You got to allow it on your plate.
You doesn't get rid of it. Yeah.
You're going to allow it on because the law said you got to allow broccoli on your plate.
Yeah.
But internally, you still hate fucking broccoli. So behind closed doors, you're going to be like, man, fuck broccoli. Fuck about broccoli.
One of those crazy days.
Yeah, one of the crazy days, fuck broccoli, man. I don't give a fuck about no broccoli.
You have a bunch of people rally behind you.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you're president.
Yeah, and then, yeah, you're going to elect somebody who can get broccoli illegal again.
Oh,
and
shit.
Then generations later, like, just down the line, like, 50 years down the line, and this one dude imaginably comes up and he's talking fuck broccoli, and you just catch it on your ear on your TV tube. You're like, oh, Did he just say I like him, I'm voting for you, fuck broccoli? It's crazy. No, what else is crazy, right? Your boy.
Who's that?
Your boy.
Oh man, is he crazy or is he in a weird space?
What do you think?
I think he's in a weird space right now. He's trying to find himself, and figure this all out, man. Kanye's coming back, man. He's going to figure himself out, man.
Look, we did a whole show. We did an entire show about trying to understand Kanye.
Trying to understand Kanye.
You see his rant?
Yeah, I seen that rant, man.
Damn.
What I thought about it, well, for you guys don't know, Kanye was in the middle of a show, and he interrupted the show to have a rant about the music industry, politics, relationships in the music industry.
Yeah.
And was it based off race?
No, not really. No.
It was nothing in there.
I'm pretty sure there's some race in there somewhere. There's always racism in there. Yeah. Racism is in everything.
Well, anyway, he was talking about the radio system and how it's ran. How it doesn't like how it's ran. Most of the music industry is ran a certain way, like for award ceremonies that we have here in America, was pretty much scripted. Then he said, Kid Cudi's the real. The real is coming back. Like he was the second or third coming.
One of them coming.
I didn't quite, you know, latch on to that.
Didn't latch on. Well, because they had the last rant. I guess they went back and forth.
I guess. Oh, him and.
Yeah, Kid Cudi. So I guess all of a sudden, somehow, they made up. And now he's the realest.
Now he's on the team.
Yeah. Though he got a lot of his style from Kid Cudi, though. You could tell when Kid Cudi out there, a lot of Kanye's music changed. I'm not talking about his style, but his music started to mirror
abstractness.
Started to mirror Cudi's a little bit.
I can see that.
Which is easy to happen.
I thought that happened with Cudi because he smoked, freely.
Happily.
Yeah.
I think he did heroin, too.
Yeah.
I think I remember seeing him on Joe Rogan's show. Talking about heroin. It could have been somebody else.
Anyway, I think he's just in a weird space. Kanye is.
That's all?
Yeah, man. You're rich. You know, you're black.
Right.
Seeing things the way, you know, that's going on in America or around the world. Because you have the money to, you know, travel, experience different cultures, do different things. He's just in a weird space right now. He's trying to find himself, man. He's realized, you know what? He's realized how big. Oh, no, I'm trying to script something for him. I don't know what's wrong with this man.
Look, man.
I'm trying to help him out, though.
We're trying to understand Kanye. Trying to help him out. We're trying to understand this man.
We're trying to understand him again.
He's not crazy.
So you don't think he's crazy?
No.
Okay.
I sit here and I listen to the stuff he's saying. He's not saying stuff a crazy person says. No. It's like he's fully aware of what he's saying because he said it more than once.
Right.
Like, this isn't the first time he's done this rant. Like, he's been going, he went on a series of rants and they've mostly been the same thing.
Yeah.
I think the Beyonce thing is what threw people off, and that's actually what threw me off when he was talking about Beyonce.
I can see that happening, though.
I can't. But it's all weird to me.
Because Kanye gets under everybody's skin. And
no, him talking about the radio, yeah, he does seem like he could be annoying. But when he was talking about the radio and this and that, well, he benefited off of that. Like, let's keep it 100. Like, Kanye benefited off of that.
He still does.
I've heard his song over and over and over and over and over. I was just like, oh, man. He was in that rotation. He was in with the same people. He was talking about the radio. Well, there was a point where they did the same thing to him. Yeah. Constantly played him. Right? We're going to go to my world, man.
Oh, snap. I hope you guys are ready for this.
You ready to go to my world, man?
Let's go, man. I prepared for it.
Agent Jim, we're going to go to Jerome's conspiracy world.
I'll do my little anime, put the glasses on with the
like, what's his name from Samurai Champloo?
Jin?
I think it's Jin, yeah. Jin again, however they pronounce it and whatever. So, all right. let's take this show, right? Mm. I've known you since ninth grade. I've known Mike since eighth. I've known Pat since I was 14 years old, right? So let's just say 10 years from now, we're still doing the show. Everything's cool. And the show starts to pick up, right?
Right.
We're sitting in the office, all four of us, and a boss is talking to us. Or somebody that's in on the top says something.
Okay.
Or just, it doesn't have to be that scenario. Let's just say you either go on TV, you on radio, or in that scenario that I just said about the boss, you say something that probably shouldn't be said. Mm-hmm. And like the feeling in the rooms, we're all like, ugh. You know what I mean? Like, he said that.
Yeah.
Right. And then let's just say sometime later on, who knows, your wife gets robbed. Gets duct taped and gagged up.
Yeah.
Right? Me and you talk almost every day.
Yeah.
Me and you are pretty close.
Uh-huh.
I don't call you.
Nah.
I don't say nothing to you. Maybe like a text, like, you good?
Okay.
But for as long as we've known each other and the projects we've done together, I don't come see you and check so you make sure you good or anything like that. In a situation as that, serious, you know what I mean? I don't do nothing. And you've done stuff like you got on stage and you went hard for my wife, like out of loyalty, like, nah, she had the best, she did this and this. You know, we kind of just sit back. Like, how would you start to feel?
What's really going on?
It's not just me. Maybe. Hold on, it's not just me. The entire crew of the show, we all just fall back. After you said something, we went, eesh. It's no Texas, no calling, no nothing. Your wife gets robbed, you hear nothing from none of us. Nothing.
I probably feel like Russell Westbrook went as close as, as I thought.
You know how I would feel? I'm like, maybe you knew something about it. I was like, I would feel.
Like, maybe something was set up, you notified about it.
Not saying you the one who set me up, but I'd be like, well, maybe you know, since you didn't say nothing, you're not showing no concern. You just fell back. I don't know why you fell back. But I do know I said something that I probably shouldn't have said. You just fell back.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, no warning, no nothing. Maybe you knew something about it. Same reason why Tupac was mad at Biggie. He wasn't mad at Biggie because he thought Biggie shot him. He's mad at Biggie because he felt like Biggie knew who did it. Mm. Didn't say nothing to him about it.
I see that.
So I would be like, so I'm thinking like, Jay-Z's a shrewd operator, man. I think maybe he knew something. He's like, I'm going to fall back. Yeah. I don't know. So then Kanye's going up and he's yelling, look, man, it might not be called the Illuminati. It may be called something else, but for conspiracy purposes, we're going to put them all in one group. We're going to call it Illuminati.
The powers that be.
The powers that be. You know what I mean?
That's past so eloquently. Pull it.
I kind of feel like Kanye fell out of favor with whoever the fuck he wasn't supposed to fall out of favor with. Now just everybody's now? Just falling back.
Just now, though?
No. Because I think at one point, because there became a point where Kanye stopped talking the way he talked.
Yeah. My thing I didn't get.
And he's going on TV. All of a sudden, he's in rehab.
Yeah.
Just randomly, like everybody goes through some kind. Every weird celebrity who goes through something is like, yo, now it's a rehab. Now it's a. And some others are like, oh, this guy. Look, I'm telling you, man, yeah. It's weird. It's really weird.
I mean, I'll just tell you this: this is a different world. I don't know about.
I don't think I know about it either, but I know. But I know I fuckery. I know fuckery when I see it.
I can see that. I don't want to dismiss it as there's not something else going on because you never know. We're not that involved or there to experience what's going on.
Something weird.
But at the same time,
mm-hmm.
cocaine is a hell of a drug.
But I think that's
what pills he's probably taking or what.
Well, he probably is taking
stresses. Stress does cause, you know, delusional thoughts and stuff. Some people,
I think that's dismissive. To automatically assume that it has to be the drugs that are making him, like, say real shit. Because when I say real shit, like, the radio does do this. They do just program. They do play the same thing over and over to make you believe it's a hit and all that types of stuff. They do. Beyonce probably did go and say, well, if I don't win this award, then I'm not performing.
Yeah.
Like, that probably did happen.
I can see, yeah. That's
plausible. I can see it happen. He's just saying a lot of stuff. And even if it didn't happen, I mean, that'd be weird for him to say that. If it didn't happen, then you can say drugs. But I'm just saying, like, he said some stuff mixed in with the crazy.
The thing that got me was like, Jay-Z, please don't send people after me.
Yeah, look, don't send the goons. Don't send the people after me.
Why would he send the...
DJ Khaled, don't send the people after me. Like, what you talking
y'all
about?
Y'all get that close? I didn't think y'all was that...
You know when you say that? When you don't want something to happen to you and you just... you talking. Look, man.
I don't know, man. Sometimes I just think... Why would music artists?
That's the only
when
you
that?
Go to that world. Now, if we're not in conspiracy world, then we just say, "Look, man, like you said, man, he took some pills, he took some alcohol, he ain't grieved like he did when his mom died. All this shit happened when his mom died. Before that, I think what was it? Just George Bush don't like black people.
Yeah, I mean, was that one of those battles, or
was that No, that was that
oh my
was.
Goodness. You still was, remember that the anchor's face? I think he said.
Yo, you remember it was Mike Myers' face? I think his name is Mike Myers. His face was like, what? And then they cut to Chris Tucker real quick, and Chris Tucker
didn't
just,
know what to say.
He didn't know what to say. He's like, huh? What?
Oh man.
What? Corbin, my man. Corbin. He didn't know what the fuck to say.
Hey man, shout out to some of these celebrities. Man. We had some great moments in.
Had some great moments
in the media keeps or, America entertained
or let's just say Kanye ain't crazy, right?
Okay,
let's just say he ain't on the out of Illuminati and all that stuff. Another thing this could be distractions. Usually when shit like this goes down, I like to look at Washington and be like, hey, what kind of bill are y'all trying to pass? Cause y'all got us focused on on this Kanye shit. Hey, what else y'all doing? What other what you got going on? What you brewing? What you cooking?
I still wonder that right now. Even more so now than ever.
Yeah, like, what you cooking? What's going on over there, man? Every time some shit happens, like brewing. Michael Jackson is not alive for them to say he touched kids anymore, so you got to figure something else out. Bill Cosby supposedly raped 500 women. And
how old? Yeah, ain't no more titties coming out.
How come news won't ever say that he was acquitted of all that? He's found out guilty. That's crazy. Ain't going to either. That's crazy.
Nah, it's too late for that.
That's crazy. Is the lie really more entertaining than the truth?
Apparently. It's making the money, right? People tune in to watch it.
You kind of far.
People are tuning in to watch it. Sorry, man. This beer got me relaxing over
there. Got you chilling, huh? Just lean back. Like, yeah, man.
Yeah, Mr. That's, talk to you from this level over here.
That's all. Vanessa, come here. Bring me my child. Bring me the child.
Bring me my son.
I want to know real quick. Could you hear what I think? I went to Conspiracy World. Brandon went to a regular world. I want to know what you think. I'm going to give you a mic real quick. What do you think of oh, that's getting picked up. All that movement. No, you got to get in front. Now, what do you think of Kanye?
I just think he's passionate about what he's saying.
Get closer.
I think he's passionate about what he's saying.
That's it?
Yeah.
So you think there's but do you think there's anything behind it? Do you think he's lost his mind?
No.
Or do you think he's just like, I'm just going to just take the mic and cancel all these. I'm going to rant for 30 minutes, do 3 songs, and then cancel the show.
I think he was passionate about what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that to save, you know,
save face.
Yeah, he canceled it and said he went to therapy or whatever.
Went to rehab
to make it, because that's a lot of money those people have to get back.
It's another conspiracy. She's already told me that, but I wanted to get that take, which I thought that wasn't my take, so that's why I wanted her to say it. But, you know, I was like, okay, it's mad interesting.
Yeah, I can see that. It's right there.
Yeah, you turned it the wrong way. You don't even know what you did.
Yeah, it's right here. It's right
you got
here.
All got types it. Of just noise on the mic.
Listen, man, makeshift microphone stand. We did that.
Yeah, so what we did, he doesn't have a microphone stand, so we used a Blue Moon box.
Matter of fact, put it up. I'm going to go ahead and picture this.
Well, how are they going to watch it? They can't find you nowhere.
Well, if they see the artwork? Link.
I could put this up as the artwork.
Can you?
Yeah, just take a picture of that, and I'll just put it up as the artwork.
Got to make sure that.
Yeah, so he's... Yeah, so when you see when you listen to the show, when you're looking at it, you're going to see exactly what he's recording on. Times is tough around here. Trump's president. Money's low. No, I just read that too. You know what he just said? He said he's going to raise tax on the middle class.
I've heard that somewhere. I didn't read it.
And that made me smile just a little bit.
Did it?
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit?
Everything he does now makes me smile just a little bit. Only because, like, if you voted for him,
that's what you get.
That's what you asked for. So I'm going to smile a little bit. Only if you complain. If you with him, I'm like, shit. Fuck.
Oh, you happy? Fuck. Oh, you complaining?
Mm.
You vote for him, though.
You have something else you want to talk about, though. We done with Kanye?
Yeah, we done with him, man.
We sure?
I think so. I mean, he's going to come back.
He going to be back.
He's going to come back.
Fucking Kanye.
It's Kanye, man.
Maybe we need to just name the show Understanding Kanye. Because it's like every 6 months, we all got like, what the fuck is Kanye doing?
Yeah.
We did it, like we did an entire show.
Yeah, trying to understand Kanye.
Trying to understand this fashion shit he was complaining about.
Now he's moved on to the music.
He's moved on to yelling at Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Told people not to come shoot him.
Not to come murder him. Something about Shia LaBeouf.
Kid I didn't hear that.
I was just told about it, but I heard the Kid Cudi thing. What'd you say, Vanessa? It was at the end. Kid Cudi's not happy with Shia LaBeouf. I'm not even sure why that would even be relevant.
Now that's, you saw Sway and got mad.
Look, that right. Yeah. Saw him rip them bars on Sway.
And got mad?
I don't know. There was a lot of I love Drake. Look, there was a lot of. I want to listen to that to it again because there was shit in there. I was like, no, man. There's always real shit inside the crazy.
I mean, a lot of people said. I mean, it's. Didn't Shia LaBeouf have the same
craziness? Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder how they feel about each other, Kanye and Shia. Nor do I care really. But I just wonder.
I never thought we would ever mention Shia LaBeouf on this show.
Look, people, he had some bars on Sway in the Morning.
Never did I ever think these words would come out of my mouth.
Yeah.
And have him put that on, man, because I want to hear these Shia LaBeouf bars. And then after he done, I'll go, man, he ripped that.
He ripped it, yeah.
Never. Then he threw jabs at Drake in the middle of it, and it was like real smooth.
Yeah.
Rock with it. You had something you wanted to say. I don't remember what it was.
It's probably talking about movie critics.
Fucking critics. Go ahead.
I don't like them.
Mm. Man of many words, ladies and gentlemen.
Many many words. Saw this movie come out what was this year? Beginning of this year? Mm-hmm. X-Men?
Yeah. X-Men Apocalypse.
X-Men Apocalypse. Saw the trailer. Thought it was trash. Heard critics rave it was trash. And I decided not to see it.
I wonder if that's the trend to say something's trash before. It seems like everything is trash to people nowadays.
Instead of just not good. Seems like a terrible movie. Being long-winded and saying words like that. It's trash. Nobody got time for that. That's another thing in life nowadays. Nobody got time for anything like that. But anyway, I decided to go back and watch this movie because I've heard somebody say something about seeing that movie and blocking the critics out. So I took the time and said, yeah, I should apply that.
You sure I didn't say that?
You probably said, yeah, you probably did say that.
Sounds like something you know I would what? Say. That sounds like something I would say. But
kudos,
go ahead.
Kudos to you, man.
That sounds like something I would say, but go ahead. It probably wasn't me that
told you.
You
will never listen to your friends when they tell you some information, but as soon as somebody else outside your circle say something, you listen to that shit. You hold it hard, and you take it to death, to your grave.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Listen to your friends, people. So I went back and watched it, and I enjoyed it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Every last bit of it. I was like, man, this is a great movie. I don't know what they were talking about. Mm-hmm. Why was I even listening to these critics talk about this movie that bad and not actually going to see it? And I was like, you know what? From now on.
I think when critics shit on it like that, it just makes you not want to watch it, I guess.
I mean, who are critics, man? Fuck critics.
I mean, everybody's a critic now.
Yeah, you're right.
Even we are now with these microphones.
Yeah, we just criticized Kanye.
Did we criticize Kanye? Or did we give theories on like why this is happening? You
know, is it the same as criticizing?
I haven't said Kanye was trash yet.
You said that Yeezus was trash.
I said Yeezus was trash. You said Kanye was trash. Kanye's just not as good as he used to be.
I digress, man. I need to stop doing that. We'll listen to these so-called professional reviewers and with anything, really.
I think you got to just research it more. Like, because...
Well, the research I can do is just go see the movie.
Yeah, that too, yeah. Like, but there's certain critics out there who... You can read them. Like, here's the thing with me. When I read a reviewer or a critic, if they get, like, too artsy... too technical with it,
yeah.
I'm like, all right, I don't want to hear what you got to say because you're watching a movie for a completely different reason. Like a lot of movies that I like, critics hate it.
Yeah,
and they usually hate it when it first came out. Then later on down the line, they loved it and they decided, oh, it was a cult following. No, it's a cult classic. No, mm-hmm. It was a good movie that you just hated when it first came out.
I see some of those reviews as
Scarface was hated by critics when it first came out.
Was it?
Yeah. Mm.
See, it is having a news article business to where you have to put something out, you know, at least to get paid, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So these reviews are coming out like that.
But why negative about it?
What makes money?
Yeah, negativity. So. I just think they... Oh, it's full of shit. Like, because then I watched the movie X-Men Apocalypse.
Yeah.
The stuff that they were saying they didn't like about the movie, mm-hmm. I liked about the movie. And then the stuff they were saying, because most of them aren't comic book fans, so they're just talking.
Yeah.
So the stuff that I didn't like was, like, comic book related. So, like, I didn't like that that Havoc was older than Scott Summers.
Yeah.
I didn't like that. I was like, I don't like it. I didn't like it in the first movie. When they introduced it, well, not the first movie, it was like the seventh movie or whatever. But anyway, I didn't like it in the First Class when they introduced it. I didn't like it when they brought it up again in this one. I was just like, you could have just, that you were fixing it. Like, that. Like there's certain liberties that they take. I was like, I don't think that liberty needs to be taken.
Yeah, well, that's what I see out of it. It's them to make money just to put something out negative about something. Well,
some people just want to shit in your cereal. Yeah. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. Of course. Who doesn't?
Who doesn't want to shit? I mean, sometimes you want to shit in somebody's cereal, but usually I had a person that annoys me. You know, like, I don't want to just annoy the world.
Yeah.
Somebody be like, well, you you annoy the world every time you put this podcast out. But I'm just saying.
Yeah. I wish some critics would have came out with that Nobaru, though.
I'm not going to talk about that anime. If there's anybody out there who watches anime, don't ever watch Nobaru. It's the gayest fucking anime I've ever watched. It's just so many gay undertones that just happen. I think anybody gay watching that would have been like,